Hey everyone, it's Rachel.
And Megan.
And you're listening to The Daily Dish from 30 Rock in New York City.
This episode is brought to you by Melissa Gorga's Sprinkle Cookies.
Oh, in the garbage.
In the garbage.
I threw them in the garbage.
That's not how Teresa sounds. But...
Moving on to Atlanta.
So I hesitate to say this was part two of glamping because really last time we just saw like the trip to glamping in the bus. So we start off with them arriving at the hotel slash campsite.
Right.
Where they all have rooms but can't stay in them because Phaedra really wants to have a full-on camping experience.
Yes.
For one night.
For one night. She's not going to torture them more than one night. It's just the one. So they arrive at the campsite, and Kenya, which I thought was a weird phrasing, was like, why is only one tent erect? And I was like, why did you say it like that? But so that they have to make their tents, which takes like 2 hours. The guy's like, it should only take you 5 minutes. What's wrong with you?
And then they decide to make s'mores.
Oh, right.
And all and like the fighting starts just right away.
Oh,
like,
my God.
There's no easing into this trip.
No, and the problem was they started Ask Marlo.
Oh, right. But, oh, so they were like, what besides camo is trendy right now?
Right. Which I heard camel toe. I was like, why are they, like, shading her for camel toe?
You're probably right.
The whole episode I heard camel toe.
And then I just feel like almost right away it got super nasty between Marlo and Kenya. And Marlo just taking it way too far.
No, totally. You know, I was thinking of Sheree when we interviewed her a couple weeks ago when she was like, glamping gets crazy during that Ask Marlo. And she was like, this season people are going in, like, harder than they've ever gone before. And I was like, oh, this is what she must mean. Because Marlo says, you can't trust somebody if even their mother doesn't want to bother with them. And I was like,
And I was really surprised at Kenya's lack of reaction. Because as Candy said, if she had said that to Candy, it would have been a completely different situation.
No, I loved that Candy was like, well, you know me and my mama. Like, I would have, like, freaked out.
I have to say, I hope the gif that comes out of this episode is Marlo walking down the highway by herself in the dark because she just couldn't stand to sleep in a tent. So she went by herself in the middle of the night.
I have a theory slash question for you.
Okay.
So the next day she explains why she left. She's like, my stomach wasn't working. She's like, I had had that tummy tea, and they all were like, oh, okay, we get it. Does it just make you, like, is that what happens?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the weight loss secret.
That's the weight loss secret of this tummy tea. Oh. Because immediately they were like, oh, okay. Like, all of them,
so
like, understood.
Super glam, but...
No. Anyway, I was just wondering.
Yeah. But yeah, so the next morning...
The next day, Kenya's like, I have some fun activities for you guys. And they were, most of them were fun, except for Sheree, because Sheree, as Portia said, she was like, Sheree got so mad, I thought she was going to punch the boat. Like,
also, Sheree is like the one I always picture in some sort of athleisure wear.
Yeah.
And she was the least outdoorsy of all of them.
Well, that's what they all said at dinner. They were like, Sheree, we thought you were, like, tougher than this. And she was like, wait, you're surprised that I didn't want a yeast infection? Like, oh, God, Sheree.
Which I have to say, as a female, is something that typically goes through our minds when we're in any type of not clean water situation.
And then she was like, there's bugs in here. It was so funny. I was dying laughing. But yeah, so the dinner.
Oh my God, that dinner.
That dinner.
That definitely goes probably to the top three of like dinners from hell in terms of housewives.
Right. I mean, there's obviously dinner party from
hell and for Beverly Hills.
Right.
Prostitution whore.
Prostitution whore is a good one.
That one where Shannon Bedore freaked out.
Freaked out. And the truth will come out. out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What you can't see is I was raising my finger.
Right, yes.
As Shannon does. It was a true impersonation.
So, yeah, it says a lot to say that this would be ranked so high.
Right. These are the moments we're comparing it to, people.
And, okay. So,
again, it's Marlo.
Again, it's
Messy Marlo.
Sheree had already told her, look, some stuff has been going around about Candy, maybe mess, like, oh, someone being a lesbian. And she's like, Candy? Like, she guessed it. So then she brings this up at dinner.
Marlo does. And,
yes, Marlo does. And Candy and Portia are just like, what? What? Who said that? Who said that? What? Who said that?
Who? And, oh my God, there's so many reaction faces that, like, I encourage everyone to just go back and rewatch this scene and look at Sheree, look at Portia, look at Phaedra. It's just
look at Phaedra.
So funny. Oh my
God. And Portia, of all of them, is like second to Candy, the most troubled by this rumor.
The most
like, oh my God, who is it? You need to tell us who. And Sheree's basically like, well, it was you.
Like, well, at first she's like, I don't want to blow up anyone's spot. Anyone that, like, basically wants to come forward can say now, and everyone's quiet. And Sheree's like, are you really going to just sit there and say nothing? And then, so then she's like, Portia, it was you.
So Candy was like, Portia, you're sitting there acting like, who said it? And it was you. And then Bravo is like, 2 minutes ago.
And they right, flash in the back. Lower third. It's so funny. I was like, oh, Bravo. I love you. I love a shady edit.
So then we go into, well, does Candy hook up with other ladies?
Right.
And she was like, yeah, I've tried it.
Did she?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She says, I've tried it. And then she says, but I haven't done anything Portia hasn't done.
Right, right. That's what I remember more. And she, and then Portia's like, how do you know what I do? And Candy's like, you don't know what I do. And it's a lot of like, you know I know that you know what I do. And it was a lot of like, don't even start to go there because you know that I know what you know. And that could go badly here.
But I honestly was like, respect to Candy for just being like, yeah, I've tried things. Like, she did not hide it at all. Like, just very open and honest and like, I love my husband. Our relationship's great. But yeah, have I done anything in the past with ladies? Sure.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Candy's cool. I've always loved Candy. And like, treating it the way that it should be of just like, with respect. And it's a thing that happens. And sexuality is a spectrum.
And very on brand for her as someone who owns Bedroom Candy.
Right.
Sexuality. Not afraid to experiment, you know?
Fluid. Right. Sexuality is fluid, not just fluids. To be clear. But the whole time, Phaedra's just sitting there quiet. When it was like Phaedra from the very beginning who brought it up about Shamia. Yeah. What you didn't see just now is Megan made the classic sex hand motion that Phaedra also does in the episode.
And Phaedra's just drinking. Like, instead of talking, she's just, like, downing just this bottle there. Of wine.
And I thought of Shamia last week talking to Portia when Sheree was like, I guess Frick is just totally fine with sitting there watching Frack get fucked and not saying anything, which I was like, way to go on that alliteration. I really loved that sentence. But then also, Shamia just told Portia that friend of yours is not your friend. She's not really going to be there for you. And I was like, this is the perfect instance. Like, I'm surprised Portia didn't say, like, that was Phaedra.
That's what I thought, too. I was super, two big surprises for me in that dinner, that Portia did not get mad at Phaedra. And the second one being that Kenya was so quick to forgive Marlo when she apologized.
Right. But maybe Kenya was just like, I just want to get this over with. I don't want to fight with you about this anymore.
So then, you know, the ladies go off to their rooms to sort of digest what happened. And that's when, you know, Candy made all those comments like, if she really wants to go there, we can go there. Like, this is not the end of it.
Well, I loved when they first said that it was Portia that had said it. Everyone just, like, burst into laughter. And then Kenya in her interview was like, Miss Freak of the Week, like, is the one judging somebody else. Are you kidding me? Oh, it was so good. But yeah, so then later on, Candy's in the room being like, I for sure was like, well, it's not Portia out of all these women that were going to judge me about this. There's no way that it's Portia. And then it was Portia. And then the aggressive lesbian comment.
Oh my God, yes. Well, so then the mid-season super tease.
Oh my God.
Where Candy, I think, is saying that, saying to Portia, you and I hooked up.
Who was kissing me in the club?
Yeah. And Portia says,
I'm not into teacups, short and stout, bitch.
I'm not into teacups, short and stout.
Stouts. Which is so mean.
But did they hook up?
Well, apparently not, because she's not into teacups. And short then and stout.
Hear about sex dungeons?
Phaedra, she said I had a sex dungeon. It doesn't exist.
And we see Kim Zolciak return.
Oh my God. I have been kind of missing a big Kenya versus someone. So I'm so happy to have Kim Zolciak step into that role, because if anyone can handle a Kenya, it's Kim.
Yeah.
Bitch, you want to be me. You want to have a baby. You can. You want to have a man. You a duck like your lips.
I was like,
you guys
haven't
seen the super tease, you need to go to bravotv.com immediately and watch it.
Yes.
I watched it at least 5 times because sometimes you miss things and they go back and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Well, why is Sheree crying with Bob?
It just, I don't
that
know,
really,
but that broke
really
my
upset
heart.
Me. I know. Yeah. When he was like, what do I have to do? Slit my wrist? And it's like, you cheated on her, dude. Like, she's hurt, you know?
Yeah.
And Peter's back? And then, like, are you back together with Cynthia? And she's like, I don't know. Well, or whatever she said, like, kind of coy. And I was like, no way.
So crazy.
But he wasn't with her when she came to the office last time.
That's true.
So, like, but she travels by herself, too. So I don't know if that means anything.
We will see.
Yeah, I can't wait to find out. But then also, I wanted to talk about how Todd is very messy bringing in Apollo's new girlfriend into the old lady gang, I think is where they were. Obviously, we don't know the context of how she showed up or what that was.
Oh, no, for sure. However, it's like, I don't know. I would think as Candy's husband, he would want to help repair that friendship or at least not make the cracks in it worse.
Right. Especially because was friends with Apollo and Phaedra, too. Like, they're all... Unless because he's friends with Apollo, he doesn't like Phaedra.
I think that is it. And I think he is still upset that she made those comments about how he must need money and that's why he's coming to me about this fitness video from last season.
Right. Right. So he's got a chip on his shoulder about Phaedra.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, don't mess with Candy or Todd about their money.
Yep.
I cannot wait to see the rest of the season. That super tease was insane.
So good.
So good. Bravo gave us so much this week with 2 Real Housewives super teases.
I know. And so we just have still a lot coming up. We have Vanderpump Rules tonight, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, that Mexico trip part 2 tomorrow.
Oh, with Lisa Rinna coming in.
Wednesday, we'll be back to talk all about it. And we have a Kyle Richards interview.
She's amazing. I
love her. Said a lot of interesting things.
Yes. We got a lot of tea.
So make sure you like us, subscribe, and tell all your friends.
Yeah. Listen to The Daily Dish together in the morning.
It's fun. It'll
over
bond
coffee.
You.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.